Hey, hi, hello, how's it going? I just wanted to pop in before the show and remind you of my deep dish dating call. This call is perfect if you need some help with your dating life. Trust me, I know, I've been there, there is no shame. You have 1 hour of my complete attention to talk about anything you want related to dating. I can tell you some of my bad first date stories, we can go over your profile, work on your pickup lines, anything you want. If this sounds perfect for you, reach out to me on Instagram at RealMarthaRiley and we'll get you going. Just wanted to pop in before the show to make sure you didn't miss it. And now, take it away. This is the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I'm your host, Martha Riley. I'm a TEDx speaker, cheese pizza lover, and master human connector. I help introverts, people with social anxiety, and awkward humans of the world find confidence, connection, and their cool factor. Because have you ever been to a party and someone asked you a question that you didn't know the answer to? Yeah, me too. It fucking sucks. But that's where I come in. I'm asking the questions so you'll have the answers. So sit back, relax, because they're shit we need to know. Welcome to this episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast. This week, we are talking about anxiety. Ooh, yeah. Big topic this week. I'm a little nervous because, I don't know, it's a really personal story for me and there's a lot to it, but I'm hoping that maybe one person listens that is struggling with this and they, I don't know, they find some comfort in what I went through and maybe have some resources to tackle their own problems and anxiety. But first, before we do that, it's question time. That's right. But what I want to know this week is if you are a Marvel Universe fan or a DC Comics fan. And if you don't know what those are, Marvel Universe has people like Captain America, Thor, Black Widow, the Hulk, all the people you know and love. I'm really asking this question because I saw Endgame twice. And it just came out last Thursday, so I'm a nerd. But I wanted to know because there's not a wrong answer, but people have differing opinions. So the other side of this is DC Comics, and that's Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, all of the mans or the womans, Aquaman. Wow, it really is just man and woman. Well, and there's like Flash, but that's not important. So yeah, let me know. Instead of this week, instead of the normal thing where you message me on Instagram or email me or leave me a voicemail, I want you to find me on Instagram at RealMarthaRiley. Not that you didn't know that already, but if you didn't, there it is. Find me on Instagram. This episode will release Wednesday. You're listening to it probably on a Wednesday. You can find me on Instagram and then I will have the poll ready. So just click on an answer and we will see what the results are next week. But now for the main show, anxiety. I wanted to talk about anxiety this week because it is probably the hill that I want to die on. I am a huge advocate of mental health because back when I was really struggling with anxiety in college, I didn't really have a lot of resources to me. And I'm sure people unlike me probably have way less resources. And that's really simply not okay. I think anyone that needs help with anxiety or depression should be able to get the services that they need because I don't know, if you had a broken hand, you can see a doctor. But if you have anxiety, and I just went through this, I needed to find a new doctor, a fucking waitlist at a clinic was 6 weeks to get in touch with a psychiatrist to, like, figure out my medication. 6 weeks. Like, that's insane. But we'll get into that later on in the episode. I'm just very passionate about this because I know a lot of people struggle with this and I know a lot of people never really come forward with what they've dealt with. So I really want to use my platform, this podcast, Instagram, to talk about this because I've had multiple people come up to me after an Instagram post or after a sherry I stored with, after a story I shared with them. And they were like, oh, we had no idea what anxiety was. I don't even know what it feels like. And I'm like, wow, like, that's very interesting to me. It's something I've always dealt with. But for them not really knowing what it is, I really, the only job I can do is to inform and teach. So that's why I'm here. I really wanted to talk about anxiety this week because for the last month, my anxiety has truly been through the roof. And it's something I've been struggling with lately. So I thought, what better time to talk about it than on my podcast this week? Let's take a trip down memory lane. I think when I was about 12, I remember this day very specifically. Might have been actually, I think it was earlier than 12 because my brother and I still shared a bedroom. So maybe like 7 or 8. And that's crazy that anxiety can manifest this young, but it really can, and it did for me. But I remember that day, I was in such a bad mood. Nothing I did, and it was sunny out. I went in the sun. I hung out with my dad. He was building a treehouse at the time. Nothing I did made me feel better. My mom eventually took me to the dollar store and we bought some stationery, and maybe she could tell what's up. Moms are pretty good at that. And that made me feel better a little bit, but for the whole day, I was just like, life sucks. Like, I'm not happy. My life isn't good. And you guys, I was fucking 7 years old. Like, how is that conditioning already built into me? I don't have the answer to that. I'm sure there are studies online that tell us about that, but that is fucking insane to me. So my anxiety really started then. I mean, it went away for a while, but then when I started swimming, I had a really intense swim coach, and she made me feel bad about a lot of what I did. It was not good, because I wasn't, I guess, performing up to her standards. I wasn't, you know, being a leader or whatever. I don't know what she saw in me or what happened or why that whole thing played out. I actually really did block a lot of it from my mind because it was just horrible. It was not a good time for me, but I was very anxious and I cried a lot, and because I was trying to be me at the same time that this responsibility that I had to swimming was holding me back. And that's sports psychology is a real thing. I think I talked to this random woman. I don't know where I was, but it was last week. And she was telling me that her daughter went to sports psychology. Oh, I know where it was. But I think it was her, sister's daughter had to go to sports psychology because sports were taking that much of a toll on her. So I know that's not the only thing. But once I quit swimming, my life was immediately better. It was fantastic. It was great. I loved not swimming. But that went on for a while, and eventually I went off to college, and I had a boyfriend at the time when I went into college. So, you know, when you have a boyfriend, you really just want to spend all your time with them. That's relationships. Maybe not a healthy one, but that's a part of relationships. You want to spend time with each other. So while I was off at college, he was still in high school. So I really only saw him once a week, if that. And that was really hard for me because that's all I had known. In high school, we could see each other a lot and do things and hang out. But now I was forced to be in this dorm and study and go to class while he was off still in high school having fun. So because I was really focused on that, I truly missed an opportunity to connect with other people in my dorm and make friends. I'm all friends with them now. It worked out eventually, but for a while, it was super lonely. I was very isolated. I had no real human connection. And that's one of our human needs, right? Connection. We want to be connected. So if I didn't have that, that's already something going wrong for me. The second sort of thing that happened freshman year is I sucked ass at school, you guys. I was not a great student. Which was so unlike me because in high school, I was good. I did well on most tests. Chemistry was a little rough, but everything else I powered through. I was in student council. I did speech team. I did all of these things that I was this, you know, I guess, I don't want to say type A personality, but I definitely did all the things. I had the boyfriend. I had friends. I had a good life. And when I got to college, that just went away. And that's a really hard thing if that all just goes away because your identity changes. And I think that can be a factor in anxiety. It's certainly a factor in mine is if I don't know who I am, I feel freaked the fuck out. And I'll get into more of that later, but So those two things, like, I was not connecting with people. I didn't really know who I am or who I was at the time. Like, can you see why this all happened? Can you see why I had all these anxiety issues? Because those are two really big things. And they may not seem big, but at the time, they were so big. So that went on for a semester, and I was truly miserable. I would go home. I would cry. I wasn't able to do any of the fun things that I wanted to do. And I'm not quite sure why I decided to start seeking therapy, but I know a part of it was because I felt like a black cloud was following me all around. Like, I had this shadow and I couldn't see the sun, even if it was sunny and even if good things were happening. I still felt like, no, like, I don't want to do this. I can't go to class today. I can't talk to people today. I just want to stay in bed and nap. And that's sort of when I knew, I'm like, all right, something is not right here. And I don't know what it is, but I do need to get help to figure out what it is and to figure out how I can change. And you guys, I was very lucky to get to that point. Many people don't, or many people can't get help. But what I did was I signed up for an appointment at the University of Minnesota Student Health Clinic. So I went there. I had like an intake with a therapist, a lovely woman, and I credit her for, I really credit for her for a lot. Maybe she listens to this. I don't know. But I went to therapy and we started talking about a lot of things. It was a lot of relationship issues coming up. It was some things about my parents. It was about not doing well in school. And slowly but surely, we did one session a month. I read a lot of books that she recommended on, you know, what was going on with me. And slowly but surely, I started feeling better. I also contribute that to, at the same time, I also started seeing a psychiatrist. So quick, you know, refresher. A psychologist cannot prescribe medication, but a psychiatrist can. So I had both. I had a psychiatrist and a psychologist, also known as a therapist. So I was seeing those women. And that was another big help. Getting on medication was truly one of the best things I did. Getting on medication is a good thing, but it can be pretty wonky at the beginning because you don't always know what is right. So I was on, I think, two different medications before I found the right one. You have to like up the dose. Side effects can happen. I did gain a lot of weight. I don't want to say how much I gained, but it was a lot. So I knew that that was probably an issue. So then we got on another medication and that made me stable, but I kept gaining weight. So I was like, well, do I want to be happy or do I want to, you know, be fat or like, do I want to be skinny? I chose being happy for now. I think that was more important for me at the time, but that combination of therapy and getting on medication really was the best thing I could have done for myself. But I was also feeling a immense amount of guilt and shame because I didn't tell my parents about this. I was putting these visits on their insurance. Well, I guess it wasn't technically on their insurance because of, you know, the clinic didn't do that, but it was still like a bad thing because I didn't want my parents to find the medication. Like, how was I going to get the prescription that I needed to do that? It was a really stressful time for someone with anxiety to try to figure that side out of things. And additionally, I never told any of my friends that I was going through this. I truly was a one-woman show at this time. And that is a lot of fucking burden to bear, you guys. That's a lot. It was a lot of work to try to keep this secret. Eventually, I decided I didn't want to keep this a secret anymore. In October of 2016, about 5 months after I graduated college, I was asked to do a TED Talk, and I talk a bit about anxiety in there. So if you want to check that out, I can certainly link to that as well. I think I linked to it in my first ever episode about myself. But anyways, I did that TED Talk and I started talking about it. I started posting on Instagram about it. I started feeling comfortable about it, and that was a really big turning point for me. But The thing with anxiety is it comes back. It's not a thing you can get rid of. You certainly can treat it. You can manage it. And what really helped for me in the managing point of view was that medication, was that therapy, was hanging out with my friends and doing everything that I love and just trying to live a normal life. Just because you are on medication and, you know, you have this thing, this secret, doesn't mean you can't live a normal life. That's certainly not the case. The point of medication is to help you live that normal life or the life you want. So if you're struggling with that or whether or not you think you need to get medication, just know that. Like, the point of medication is to help you live a better life. There's a lot of people out there who really, like, neg on medication. I think that's fucking stupid, to be honest. If you need it, you should get it. I also know people who, you know, try to cure their anxiety through CBD oil. Maybe that works for you. Maybe it doesn't. My anxiety is severe enough that that would not have worked for me. So it's not an option for everyone. So I just want to make that clear that medication is okay. But like I said, anxiety comes back. And what I really found that were anxiety triggering things for me were transition periods of my life. So that transition from high school to college sucked. The transition from college to professional life, that also sucked. Like, that was such a hard time for me. I hated my job. I didn't know how to manage any of the bills that I was getting. So I found myself in credit card debt. I'm still working my way out of it. That's another huge anxiety trigger for me is, you know, trying to live beyond my means. Tried it, didn't work, and now I'm paying the consequences. But when that transition happened, I found myself another therapist. I was like, okay, I know this works for me. I know I need to talk about this. Let's do it. And it turns out finding a therapist when you are an adult and not on your college's health plan is a lot harder. Insurance is not always kind to mental health professionals. I have one coming on in a few weeks on the show to talk about this and to talk about what you need to know when you find one, but it takes a while to find one that's a good fit and to find one that takes your insurance. And like I said, that's just the unfortunate reality of the medical, you know, world in the United States. But one thing that I found helped me was this website called Doctor on Demand. It is covered by most insurances, but they do have a whole mental health section that you can see a psychiatrist and a therapist on if you need it, all reasonably priced, but it was nice to just hop on my bike from my dorm and go down the street to find a therapist. But when my anxiety came back, when I was transitioning from college to the real world, it felt very much the same. It felt that I was having the shadow come back. I wasn't able to work out as much as I wanted to. I wasn't getting a lot of sleep, all because of anxiety. And you guys, if you're not getting a lot of sleep, if you're not getting a lot of connection, if you're not feeding your soul with health, damn, yo, that's hard. So another, I guess I'm on my soapbox now, but you guys, take care of yourself. Say no to things if you need to. Get the sleep you need to, you know, get the sleep you need to. That is more important than anything, really, truly. And so after I went to therapy that second time, things were going good. I think that I was still a little bit stressed, but I was definitely managing it and things were going okay. Until recently, I want to say probably in January this year, I found myself, you know, coming down from this Tony Robbins event that I went to in December. And I'm like, oh, life is not like that conference room in Palm Beach, Florida. Life is real. There are bills to pay. So what I have been struggling with recently is my debt. I honestly understand why so many people feel really bad about debt, because it does feel really bad. When your friends want to hang out, but you have to say no, or when you can't buy, you know, your family something that you want to, you know, my friends are getting married and I really want to get them a nice gift, but it's just, it's not in my budget. And that's like a really hard realization that I've had to come to, but it's getting better. I think one thing that I've noticed this time around with this round of anxiety is that it's a lot more physical. The physical symptoms are there. I feel very tight and stressed all the time. My blood pressure actually has been going up. I've been to the doctor a couple times since in January. I know normally what it is at, but it's been higher. So truly, anxiety is hard. It manifests itself in so many different ways. It can cause so many other issues, and you're already dealing with this one issue. So it's a fucking mess, and it sucks, but I am working through it, and that is all I can do day by day. Work on it. What I need to do is what I will do. I am committed to my health, and I really hope you are too. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, that is me. I've been dealing with this for so long, but I never knew what it was. Then I want to use this time to give you the permission to get the help that you need to figure out this anxiety, this depression that you're going through. And maybe you can't relate to this at all, and that's totally okay. But then I do hope that you take this episode and learn from it. Learn that this is something that people go through, and it can be very, very hard. I still always don't like to talk about it all the time, because unfortunately, there will be some people in your life that still don't think that this is legitimate. I have some of those people in my life that are like, oh, can't you just exercise more? I mean, yeah, I definitely could, but it's not going to solve the underlying problem here. It'll definitely help, but anxiety is not something that you can just get rid of with the snap of your finger. It's not like Thanos erasing half the population with the Infinity Stones. It's something that I deal with every day. It's something that I struggle with constantly. Believe me, if I knew a fast, easy way to get out of anxiety, I would share it with you, because that's something everyone deserves to know, but it's really not that easy. And wow, even you guys, I'm actually getting very emotional recording this episode, because it's been such a long, hard journey. And I know it's something that will be with me for the rest of my life, but all I can really do is rely on the tools that I have. I can rely on my friends. I can rely on my partner to, you know, be with me through the hard times. I can rely on my therapist and my psychiatrist to get me the help I need and go from there. Really, if you are struggling with this and you seriously feel very overwhelmed, take it one step at a time. Identifying that you have anxiety or feel anxious is one thing that you can do to make it better. Some of my favorite things to help with anxiety, besides all these medical interventions, is to meditate. I've started meditating 10 minutes a day. I do actually really notice a difference when I don't do it. It makes a huge difference in my day. Getting enough sleep is definitely very important. I was very tired for a long time, and I realized, oh, I'm actually one of those people that needs 9 hours of sleep a day. That's just who I am, and that's okay. Saying no has really helped me. I really want to be at all events all the time, ever. But I'm realizing that, oh, that takes a lot on my energy, and I can't always commit to that because I need to do what's best for me in this situation. And I hope you will too. I hope you will do what is best for you in this situation. My only wish for you is to, you know, have the help that you need. And then if you don't struggle with anxiety, reach out to someone that you know struggles with it and share this episode with them and be like, okay, I get it. Maybe I wasn't a good friend in the past. I didn't know what you were going through, but I do now and I want to help. And sometimes, you guys, there's not going to be anything that you can do to help. The best thing you can do is to just stay connected, to, you know, share the love, because again, connection is one of those human needs that we all need. And that's never going to change. Everyone needs love. So yeah, I am not a licensed therapist or anything. So this was just my journey with anxiety. Started when I was very young, manifested again in college, and is currently manifesting right now. I will keep you updated because this is something I really want to be more open about and more aware about. Literally, as I've been telling this, I feel a huge weight lifted off my shoulder. I was very stressed out this weekend for literally no reason at all. I mean, the debt situation is something I'm resolving, but it's not going to be solved overnight. So the best thing that I'm doing right now for myself is just taking it one day at a time. And I know fuck that, right? Like, who's, that's like a thing you write on your wall if you're in a sorority, or you're like a housewife that listens to these episodes in your kitchen. And it is the best thing that you can do for yourself too, is just take it one day at a time. Piece of advice I want to offer is, don't hide your anxiety. That's the word I was looking for. Don't ignore it, you guys, because it's always there and it will always come back if you don't really take the steps to address it and take the steps to really either like lower it and improve it and hopefully get you to a place where you feel like you can function at the level that you want to be functioning at. I really hope this was a helpful episode. It's a very personal topic to me, and if I can help, I totally will. I can help you find a therapist. I can recommend therapists if you're in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. I just really want to be upfront with you guys. My life seems really good on the outside. I'm aware of that. If you follow me on Instagram, I have a good life. I have an amazing boyfriend, amazing friends, a well-paying job, a great support community, but this is still something that eats at me every day. I just want you to know that it's not always as perfect as it seems on the outside. So keep that in mind if you see these Instagram influencers with amazing lives. I actually just interviewed one earlier today when I was recording this, and she's like, yeah, I was diagnosed with depression. I have that. But I have this amazing life that I've created for myself. So it's just a buddy. It's a buddy in your back pocket that you can ignore sometimes and sometimes you can't. Again, I hope this was helpful. I want you to know that I am someone who deals with anxiety, and I always will. But that doesn't mean I still can't create this amazing product, this amazing podcast that I'm so happy to be doing. I'm not letting it hold me back, but it took a long time to get there. So if you are just starting on your journey with anxiety, know that you're not alone. Know that I'm here to support you, even if no one else is. And if that's the one thing you take away, perfect. I feel like I've tried to end this episode like 4 times now, so I'm just going to end it. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm getting emotional because this is a really hard story for me to share. A lot of you listen to this podcast. I have thousands of downloads at this point, and I'm only at, this will be episode number 8. So I know you're listening, and I just wanted to take the time to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And I hope that things go well for you. I really do. I hope you get the help you want. And if you don't suffer from anxiety, I hope that this gives you a little bit of perspective onto what people with anxiety go through. There are lots of other mental health issues that I'm not familiar with. Anxiety and depression are the two big ones that I know, but it's different for everyone. So if you have had no insight at all to what a life with this looks like, I hope this provides you that perspective. This is definitely, I qualify this under shit you need to know because so many people deal with it, but no one talks about it. So thank you for allowing me the opportunity to talk about it. I will see you next time on the Shit You Need to Know podcast. Thanks for listening to the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I've set up a phone number in case you have a question you need answering or just want to talk. Feel free to give me a ring at 301-941-7448. That's 301-941-SHIT. Also, don't give me a ring. No one does that. You can text the number too. I don't know why I said ring. If you enjoyed this episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast, feel free to subscribe on iTunes and rate it 5 stars.